an organ concert in Cologne, in Cologne Cathedral. It isn't really anything out of the ordinary, but what is unusual, though, is hearing someone from the world of jazz, and he's taken to the cathedral's mighty organ late on a Wednesday night. Kit Downs, he's a British jazz musician who picked up this year's German Jazz Prize in the category Piano Keyboards. As part of Cologne Jazz Week, he's had to play a special organ concert in the cathedral. What the audience can expect and why a jazz musician chooses a church organ, that's what I'll be taking to him about now. Kit Downs, hello and welcome. Hi. To Cologne.
Nice to talk to you.
Okay. Kit, jazz on a church organ, does it really work?
Come on Wednesday evening and find out. No, I wouldn't say that what I'm doing is jazz per se, or at least it's not only jazz. It's many, many things. So the way that I arrived at playing the organ, it's ostensibly my first instrument alongside piano. My journey with music began at Norwich Cathedral in England. We have a great history of choir schools, and I was in a cathedral choir for about 4 or 5 years, making services every day, 2 on Sunday. So during that time, I heard the organ getting played a lot, of course, accompanying me in the choir, not just me, the whole choir. And I would run upstairs and watch the organist play the voluntary at the end. And that organist was Catherine Deanish, who became my teacher. And she showed me just enough about how the organ works, how to orchestrate, how to make registrations, pedaling technique, enough to get a start at the instrument. And then I started to enjoy improvising with it pretty quickly. And then I started to play for local church services, not in the cathedral, but smaller churches around. And I would be playing hymns, psalms, and then improvising voluntaries at the end. So this is how I got into improvising originally. And then at the same, a couple of years after that, my mother gave me a jazz CD, Oscar Peterson CD. Completely different aesthetic, completely different set of musical parameters and forms. But that's what took me at that moment. So I then disappeared down a kind of jazz rabbit hole for 10 years. And that's what I studied at music college. And that's became the focus of my work for a long time. And then towards the more recently, in the last 10 years, I came back to the organ, but with all of the language and understanding of melody, harmony, rhythm, composition, improvisation that I had from not just jazz, but from playing various folk music from around the world, new music, avant-garde, contemporary composition, etc.
But how would you describe it? How did you begin? Did you begin with church music, with classical music?
Yeah, that was all church music. So I was singing mass, singing evensong, Magnificat, Nunc Dimittis, anthems, everything. Yes. Everything from the choir that I was in was a good choir, so we would sing everything from Palestrina to Ave Pet and everything in between.
Okay.
There's a lot of Thomas Tallis, William Walton, beautiful music that I enjoyed. And this was really my first entrance into music, learning to sight read and to blend with a choir, and then hearing the organ with that was the next step for me, was to try and improvise on the organ. And
okay, we go back to the year 2018. You released an album,
yes.
Solo pieces for church organ. Mm-hmm. And so what is it about this instrument that fascinates you?
It's my first instrument, but I think the thing that I love the most about it, the thing that attracted me to it when I was young then and still does now, is that you can be an orchestra, essentially. You can play with strings, woodwind, trumpets, diapasons, drill. You can make any sound that you could really think of, you can make it. And not just through synthesis, you can do it through a living, breathing, ancient instrument. That has real meaning to me, that it's... Mm-hmm. You're giving me a little gesture, what's that?
Yeah, so I would like to ask you, how jazzy is your feel on an organ, such the big organ in Cologne Cathedral?
Feel, you mean in terms of my time?
Yes.
Like timing?
Not time, dynamics, music.
You mean aesthetic?
Chords,
you mean like an aesthetic,
yes,
kind of thing? Not very jazzy, really. I mean, in terms of the aesthetic, whatever jazzy is, of course, that's a very broad scope. But what I do is I take my understanding of harmony and of descriptive melodic phrasing, and how the place that jazz intersects with new music and improvised music, particularly freely improvised music. I take that understanding and that willingness to embrace risk, then I put it into an aesthetic that suits the instrument better. So, and that can be playing with color, or that can be playing with melody, or but often they're, my big loves in organ music are more the kind of French romantic, kind of Vienne, Jean Alain, Sanson, and also Olivier Messiaen very, very much. I would say I draw on these references, particularly aesthetically, much more than any jazz references. But how I put these things together, that's very influenced by jazz. Do you know what I mean? It's
a bit hard
to describe, but and the best way is to hear it, that's for sure.
You know, jazz piano players quite often play in jazz clubs, something like that. They don't play in big halls. But if you consider the size of Cologne Cathedral, it's very, very big. Mm-hmm. It's, and how is it for you to sit at the console in this space, this big, vast space?
Very humbling and wonderful also. I mean, I remember coming to this, to the Dome when I was 10 or 11 years old, thinking, wow, what a thing that must be to play the organ in there. One day, if I ever got to do that, what a privilege that would be. And of course, now it happening is very special. So I'm very appreciative of not only playing this beautiful instrument, well, actually combination of instruments, there's a few organs in there. And even the way it's built is designed to represent different elements of organ building within itself, Baroque and romantic. And it has all of these huge array of options, that instrument. Not just that, but that in such a special building of such vast scope, such a wonderful acoustic, that, of course, all has to be enormously considered and appreciated. So if I'm not going to play the same things that I would play in a very small, dry room with a drummer, obviously, that's a completely different universe of music for me. Mm-hmm. But I've always had a very eclectic set of tastes. And I enjoy making very different types of music from all around the world and all different periods. So part of the fun is working out how to make that fit in that room with finding an intersection between what I find interesting and what I want to express and what that organ has to offer and how much of it I can harness and to use to color and orchestrate my ideas.
I think what a lot of people appreciate is the way jazz musicians improvise. How much space is it for you to integrate jazz improvisation in your concerts in Cologne Cathedral?
I mean, the whole concert will be improvised. So in that sense, it's... but it will draw heavily on certain material that is part of like a sort of canonic growth of the way that I think about solo playing. So there are certain hymns that have become part of the language that I think in, even. So things come out, bits of form and composition, not only mine, but from different references, different folk musics, different, still the same plain song and Gregorian chant and anthems that I was hearing as a young boy. Of course, that all comes out in some way, but the way that I explain it at the instrument, that's all improvised. That's the idea. Mm.
So do you think that the usual man or human being going into Cologne Cathedral doesn't have to be afraid of you because of dissonances, because of, for example, more augmented or diminished chords, or do you think that he is shocked when he listens to you, or do you think that there is more a harmonic resolution for everybody listening to your music?
I think what the average listener is used to hearing in Cologne organ, in Cologne Dome on that instrument, with the fine organists that I know that play all sorts of repertoire on there, including all sorts of dissonance and right up to contemporary composers. I think it's important not to underestimate the listener's capacity. And I think they're probably already used to hearing all sorts of pretty adventurous and brilliant music already. and whatever I'm doing is I would be honored to be anywhere near that kind of the kind of output that's going on in the cathedral normally.
I have another question or so two questions. How important is for you when you play in such a cathedral? How important is God for you when you play in this religious hall in cathedrals or in a church?
Important in that is the reason for the space and how do I think about it? I think I feel welcome, but also I feel a deep respect for what this space, and by virtue of association, what the instrument in the space represents and means to people. And I feel a responsibility of being part of that. And I feel a very beautiful feeling of humility being allowed to do it. And I feel it as an honor. And churches have always been very special places to me. I spent a lot of my childhood in church every day, for a practice in the morning for an hour and then 2 hours in the evening. This was every day for 4 years. So this was my first association with music. So music for me is inextricably linked with those spaces and the feeling that I get from being in those spaces. So what you would call that, I don't know. I leave that deliberately mysterious in my own head, as I do with the music. But I know how I feel about it when I'm in these spaces and how much I'm drawn to being in these spaces. It's no accident that I spend most of my time being in church playing organs. I feel deeply connected to that as a core part of my experience.
Okay. So God gave you to Cologne Cathedral, but God gave Anna Lapwood to Cologne Cathedral, because this British star organist, she played here in Cologne. Mm-hmm. Do you remember? It was some weeks ago, and many people came, and she ended up doing the concert twice. And how do you explain this fascination with the organ, even among people who might not be particularly religious or even musical?
I think it's beautiful, first to say. I think it's really wonderful that certain people can unlock what is already a wonderfully fascinating instrument to a wider audience. And I think there's no way to predict how that can happen. I think it's just a magic that happens with some people. I think Anna has that magic and manages to translate what she and we collectively as organ lovers find so exciting about that instrument. Her choice of repertoire, of course, is also very important. And how she places herself not only in church music from the past, but also in the future of music as well. So she's deliberately putting the organ in a relevant place in music in the present today. And I think, of course, that's important.
British jazz musician Kit Downs, he will be performing on the Cologne Cathedral organ this Wednesday evening. And the concert starts at 9:30 p.m. Tickets are available through the Cologne Jazz Week website at €29 or €22 reduced. Kit Downs, thank you very much for being here.
Thanks very much.